Good evening. It's February the 24th. The question for today is, do you have a favourite joke or comedy routine? What is it? I don't necessarily think I've got a favourite joke. Comedy routine, I would say my favourite comedian is Billy Connolly. I think my favourite comedy film would have to be Monty Python and the Holy Grail. I first watched that back in only about 10 years ago, actually. I've not really been into Monty Python that long, really. It was my father that got me into them when I was in Australia in 2002. I watched The Holy Grail for the first time. And when I returned back to the UK, I went with one of my friends called Howie. We went to visit all of the locations for Monty Python, The Holy Grail. So we went to the cave of Caer Banog. We went to the Castle Anthrax, which is Doon Castle, near Creef, I think it is, in Scotland. And we went to Castle Arg, which is Stalker Castle, and that's in Lough Arbour, in the west of Scotland. But that is definitely my favourite comedy film. Billy Connolly, I've liked him for a long while now, and I went to see him 2 or 3 years ago at the Hammersmith Apollo. And he didn't disappoint. I just love the way he can start at point A and go all the way around point B to Z and then return to point A. And it's fantastic the way his routine flows or doesn't flow, if you know what I mean, the way he goes around the houses to tell jokes and tell stories. But I could listen to Billy all day. I've got a lot of his DVDs on MP3 and they're in my iPhone and I listen to them at work, and I could just listen to his voice all day. It's fantastic. There I go again, saying fantastic. I think modern comedy, I would have to say Ricky Gervais. He's another one of my favourite comedians. I love his live stand-up. He's got a really dry sense of humour, and I quite like that. I've got quite a dry sense of humour myself, really. I love The Office. I loved Extras. I've even loved the stuff he's done with Carl Pilkington, The Idiot Abroad, and also Life's Too Short with Warwick Davis. I really enjoyed that too. But I think Ricky has got the gift, and he's really good at writing. Him and Stephen Merchant, they make some great things. Right. Like I said before, I don't really think I've got a favourite joke. I've not listened to everyone else's boos on this yet. I'm still a day behind, so I'm still listening to the 23rd boost. Sorry, the dog's barking in the background there. Right, I'm back again. Just a quick pause there. I had to go and fetch the dog in to stop barking at next door neighbour's dog. So where was I? I can't remember now. I think I'll leave it at that. So that can be my 24th boo. I'll listen back to it and think, well, I really should have said other things, but for now, that'll do. Okay, catch you tomorrow.